Gang, nigga, it's the Crook. You know, we live at We Love Hip Hop. Shot the interview, nigga. Shout out to Southside, you feel me? Gang shit, nigga. Who you bang with?
Yo, man, give me some of that old gangster ass shit, you know what I'm saying? Some shit I can just kick back, smoke a fat ass joint, too.
Some good shit.
Put your hand over your heart. And in a loud, clear voice, play along with us.
We love hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop.
Smoke weed every day.
Oh yeah. Let's get to the shit right, y'all.
Right, y'all, right, y'all.
JR Germs, Never Going Back. Let's see what this sound like. Start that fucking show up. Let's see what J.R. Jones.
Let's get this show fucking started right.
New J.R. Germs, Never Going Back. Episode 57, motherfuckers. Go.
I just been in the road, I want the money to do. She keep on calling my phone, told me she ready to run. All of my niggas on go, all of my niggas is go, yeah. Always on the go, never going back to bro. I just been in the road, I want the money to do.
Sleepy.
She keep on calling my phone, told me she ready to run. All of my niggas on go, all of my niggas is go, yeah.
Buddy, that's our guest? Our guests are here. Can you let them in, please?
So that is them some Germs and Never Going Back. Let me see what else I got on the list here. What do I got on the list here? What else do I got on the list here? What else do we got on the list? I got another one here. Rome East African God. Rome is this track is called East African Goddess. Let me see what I'll go on with this one here. Before we get this shit popping. See what's popping on the YouTube world. Watch my hair here.
Oh, pleasant surprise.
Jeez, shorty looking good in it. What is the man saying? That? Shorty. What a going, shorty. Jeez. I just wanted in the video. Right
there. I didn't even catch it. Last time?
No, I just seen Mr. Burns.
Oh.
And I wasn't talking about The Simpsons.
Excellent.
You just finished that shift working at Sephora. Universally just started here for a role.
Hey!
East African God is biting from a curse to.
Jeez. Okay, okay.
Only do that deserves you.
Okay, okay. I thought I was gonna hear some lyrics, like, is this a singer? Okay.
So that's Rome, East African Goddess. So we are back. It's the world's most smoked out podcast. We love hip hop. I'm your host with the most toast Friday, Ricky Dredd, a.k.a. Mr. Canna Drank, a.k.a. 100 blunts to the head. Bring that one back. I'll take that one back for myself. You know what I'm saying? And to the right of me.
Well, it's me, SSC underscore Hey Herx underscore PK. We're on episode 58. Shout out all the sponsors.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? 58, 57, 59, 60. Whatever. We're season touching two. We're touching numbers. Exactly. Season two. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Season two. Don't worry. We get high. We lose count sometimes. But whatever. Back to the shout outs. Shout out Sports Smokers Collective.
Yeah.
Shout out Six Socks.
Yeah.
Shout out. Sponsors of Canada Drank,
VIP
Edibles, Extractions. Shout out Spoiled Smokers once again. Shout out Free People Association.
Yeah.
Shout out Beast Mode.
Yeah.
I don't know what camera to look at, so I'm going to look at all of them. I'll figure it out by the episode when we're ready. But yeah, I'm here. Today I'm going to roll up one of these King Palms. I'm not my trusted vegan wraps, but just in the cut, I got my vegan wraps same way. But we're going to give these bad boys a try today.
So we're over here at the Youngsterdam Lounge over here at 529 Young Street, as we always are about this time. It's open every Monday to Sunday, 11 to 9 p.m. yo, come through, get yourself your eat on, you know, bring a date, bring your main ting, bring the side ting, you know what I'm saying? And
if your game is fire, bring both things.
Yeah, get your Lou Will on, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, we got events. If you want to do like a dance event, you know, music event, sporting event, they had the Super Bowl that was here the other day. Fuck the NFL, but the Super Bowl party was still lit, you know what I'm saying? Same way. But yeah, come down 529 Yonge Street. You know, get at them on Instagram, Yongsterdam_lounge, and see what it do, what it do. Oh, and speaking of sponsors and stuff like that.
Oh, yes, I forgot. Can of Chocolatiers, my bad.
I have some chocolates. Some chocolates. Before we get to what we're smoking on, I want to fucking see what the fuck we eating on. And this is a can of chocolate courtesy of the Can of Chocolatiers. Want me to turn it around?
The
nice chocolatey goodness is on the front.
It says Canada on the front.
Jesus Christ.
The label.
Listen, man. All right, I got this. Right? So, Canada Chocolatiers, right? Engraved in here, some cookies and cream, high dose 250 milligrams of that power. And, you know, they got a catalog with all the dope shit. You know what I'm saying? I still haven't figured out what the fucking contest is.
We have more. We have little ones here. I see Friday couldn't keep himself from opening a box. So we got an open box of these ones here. I don't think they're the high potency ones, but they're like medium grade potency, I think.
I'm literally in mid thought right now trying to figure out what the
fuck. Let me see the catalog.
Because I want to make sure we give away this chocolate bar this week.
Yeah, because if we don't give it away this week, Friday going to eat it.
So let's dig back into the episodes.
So yeah, sorry. This one right here is 50 milligrams. It's a 50 milligram chocolate.
So let's dig back into the episodes. Oh, and to get at them, hit them up at The Can of Chocolatiers, or hit them up at Gmail, thecanofchocolatiers@gmail.com. But, okay, let's see. First contest of business for this can of chocolatier ting, right?
You have to go back and see what you said yesterday.
Yeah, just don't.
Yeah, okay. We're going to go back into the tape.
I'm gonna. You don't want to contradict yourself.
Yeah, so. Okay. We're going to post on the gram. When we post this episode tomorrow morning or today in today land, what the contest will be. And then, you know, get yourself a chocolate. It was a good giveaway last week. Some people came, scooped that up real, real quick. You know what I'm saying? Also, let's get to some smokage before we get into anything. Because, you know, it's smoking things have to go on. And we have a lot of shit to cover before we get to our guest here. So before we get into anything, I want to know one thing.
Why is it so low?
Oh, shit. That's all I got? Can I get some juice? Let me see here.
Get some volume on that.
Let me see. One time. Hold on. Let's see what's going here.
What's up, Smokey? What y'all smoking on?
There we go.
I got my trusty C-Vault here. Come on. You guys are loafed and send some fucking products.
I know. It's C-Vault. You're not going to say that shit no more.
I got this Afghani skunk right here.
Jeez.
I'm saying. Some Afghani skunk.
Let me show some teeth and some love.
And then I got some more of this Master Kush. I just like it, man. It's, for some reason, it's just been fucking with me nice.
You say you've been hooked on the Master Kush?
Yeah, it's been working me nice, you know? Especially with my vegan wraps. So we're going to see how it goes today. And let me show you a better package, actually.
What you got?
So these are the hand-rolled leaf, the palms, the King Palms.
Yes. So, yes. Right, shout out to King Palms, yo.
Oh, okay. I'm going to be smoking this one. I'm going to be smoking these today. So we tried it earlier. So we already have one that's already open. So this is probably going to be a giveaway later on.
Okay.
We're going to figure out how to give these away. Right? They come in three or four different sizes. We have two different sizes with us today. But this one is already. So this is the minis. Four minis in this pack. And then you get three slims in this pack.
And what are the minis? The minis hold like what?
The minis hold, it says 0.6 of a gram in each. So we'll see. I like to smoke more than that in my spliffs. So I'm going to pack these in. So this one says it holds a gram. So I'm going to pack it and see what's going on. I got about a gram here on my tray. No filter needed because it's already got a filter inside. Cornhusk filter inside.
Jeez!
So we're going to try it out. It's supposed to be, you know, it's no tobacco.
What's going to do to you?
Super slow burning, tobacco free, adhesive free. So we'll give it a try.
That's how I feel about it, yo. But yo, if you want to know where to hit them up at the Canna Palm or King Palm Canada.
Yes, King Palm.
King Palm Canada. You know what I'm saying? So it's a thing. You just have to stuff the weed basically in. There's a little stick that comes
with
it.
There's a poker that comes with it. It's branded. It's a branded poker. Comes with the pre-rolled tube ready to stuff.
You got filtering and all that shit.
There's a little instruction sheet inside. So let's get to it. We'll see what's up.
Trust me.
Once it's stuffed and lit, I'll let you know.
We're getting close to that times too. That them times close to the 420 times, you know.
Oh yes, 420 is right around the corner.
Right around the corner. Trust me, and you know what happens at Dundas Square stays at Dundas Square. Not really. It goes on CP24. But
last year I wasn't impressed though.
Last year it just turned into a whole. It looked like a fiend fest.
It's a little disappointing, yeah, to say the least.
But this year we got something going on. The Canna Cup is going on. Canna Cup cannabis competition is happening April 7th and April 8th. Your boys from We Love Hip Hop will be there. So that's PK Herc going to be in the building, as well as your boy Friday Ricky Dread. And we're going to be over there doing... I'm trying to get my live popping over here, but Savvy, can you help me here?
This is the event hosted by Fatboy SSC.
Yeah, that you is going to be over there. He's going to be in the building. It's a two-day event. It's going to be a lot of weed. Jesus Christ, we're going to be going around sampling different weeds and edibles.
We got some passes we're giving away.
Yes, so we have four passes that we're going to be giving away for this
thing. We're figuring out. We got so much shit. We got to figure out this contest, man. It's just crazy.
Okay, so we're going to collect, for this, we'll make this one easy. We're going to collect 50 names. The first 50 names.
Actually, let's just wait on that Friday. Yeah, let's just wait on it. Don't go willy-nilly with it.
Okay, well, we got four passes. Put it this way.
We got four passes. We're going to figure out ways to give them out.
You know what I'm saying?
Because there's a lot of people that probably won't go there. And, a free pass. VIP passes. Free VIP passes. Yes.
VIP, yo. You get to go to the motherfucking VIP.
So the man's come up to you and be like, yo, VIP.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Tell them We Love Hip Hop sent you. You know what I'm saying? Come on now.
And more chill for your head top. So watch how you speak on my name, you know?
Jeez. What else do we got? I feel like I have one more giveaway. Oh, shout out to Mother Earth Dispensaries. You know what I mean? If you want to get your delivery,
yep,
right to your door.
Someone say something about empty pipes?
Yeah, I mean, like, give a call. Like, wintertime's almost over, but summertime soon come. Barbecue time there. You're there in front of the grill.
We need gas for the fire. We need gas for the barbecue.
Boom. Man just pulls up. Boom. Hold that. You know what I'm saying? Now you're rolling up, and you're rolling up in the King Palms, and everything's a good thing. You know what I mean? Right. Have some dessert with some can of chocolates. Jesus Christ, let's connect the dots, bro.
Oh, and drink some of that can of syrup. You know what I'm saying? The can of drink.
Yeah, so hit them up.
We got all the medicated stuff you need.
You know, make your way down to get that. Get yourself signed up so that you can just get your weed deliveries real easy. So meds.medidispensary.ca. And, yeah.
Did someone say something about empty pipes? And don't forget, if you put We Love Hip Hop in the taskbar or description bar, you get free delivery.
Jesus Christ.
So don't forget that.
So let's get to a couple of things that are popping off here. I want to go through the list, our list. Oh, last but not least, because we're wearing some dope shirts.
Oh, yes, we are. You see what my shirt says? That's how I want to live.
Good vibes. Bear good vibes. There are one in fam. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to that. And I got, you know, nothing changes if nothing changes. Right? So shout out to AA Prince. Hit them up, AA Prince or AA.Prince on Instagram. You know what I mean? And all that shit will be in the description, Joe. We're having a good time over here. So now let's get to this list. Let's get to the list. The list. The list. The list. Top 10 Toronto tracks so far. What's the date today? What's the date today?
Yeah.
We're the 21st today?
We're in the third week, no? Fourth, okay. Last week of February.
So on this list I have right now, FB, 32 bars.
Jeez! I didn't even need to see it. I already knew. But I've been, listen to me. From season one, me done tell Una above FB, you know. Yeah, from season one, me done chat the man name, say, yo, the man's fire. You should be listening to what he has to say.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, now it's coming true. So just remember, me did big it up here first.
Yeah,
me and been said from time.
He went like a gazillion bars. Like it was crazy. Tory Lanez, scratch, right? I'm Tory for you right there. I'm pointing at Saf.
Yeah. She love bad up people, but she don't love to get bad up, you know?
Okay, my bad. But shout out to you, Saf. And you know, I'm not going through the list in chronological order or anything, okay. Just to let you know. And also, I'm not going through the list in the order that I see it on my thing here, okay? Just because there's certain things I want to get to with some of these songs on the list. Mm-hmm. All right? So after that, I'm going to skip the next name that I have. Okay. We'll get to them. Scrap Gang, Scandalous, Big Tune. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to our We Love Hip Hop alumni, Scrap Gang that's came through here. You know what I mean? Broke a big story.
Yep.
Let's use that as a contest piece. Would you like to?
It's up to you.
Would you like to?
I think that would be a nice one. What are you looking for from that?
We'll talk about it after. But that might be a good contest point because that Scrap Gang episode was definitely epic. You know what I'm saying? Big Lean and Gigs Hermes. Big Tune. All right? So, yeah, that track is banging out right now. 92K featuring Ice, Timeless. Okay? Shout out to Toronto rappers. I be seeing a lot of fucking tunes getting, like, premiered over there. And like, I'm just like, yo, I seen that. I went onto the YouTube. I was just like, jeez, fire. And yeah, they're doing their thing. Crooked Letter Schemes featuring CZ, or CZ, right? And 2K, Way Up, track fire. Okay? And remember, these tracks, these listings are always going to change week by week. Yeah. You know what I mean? There might be a couple of people that might pop up here and there on this list a few times because the tracks are just that big.
Don't forget RK Wannabe.
Oh, that RK Wannabe. It's not on the list this week, but that track, woo!
It should have been on the list, I think. Man's doing numbers in less than a week, man.
Yeah. That might have to get like a
that's a bump.
A bump into this list still, so it might be at a top 11 plus one. You know what I'm saying? But shout out to C4.
Yes.
No New Niggas. Fire. You know what I'm saying? West End thing. Okay. Okay, so yeah.
Okay.
Now, next track on the list, the last two tracks I want to mention. Biz Loke, Set Trippin'. It was on the list before. And now, like I said, it got on the list again because now the video dropped.
Big tune.
Big video.
Big remix. Big tune. The remix was fire still. It's a nice remix. I've seen
the
man stepping on Bully Beef. Yo.
The man said,
open up your head like a
Bully Beef. And a fucking can of fucking Bully Beef, or for white people, corned beef, got crushed. Okay?
Somebody's mother's looking at Bully Beef. Yo, you know Bully Beef, they have that fucking key on it. So you know they have to work that can right. But yo, the man said, I'm going to bust your head like some Bully Beef. Then he slams it on the floor and crushes that shit.
The Bully Beef got destroyed. But
yeah, yo, that's fire.
Crazy video. Fire. Few different little controversial points we ain't going to talk about. But, you know, big tune. Shout out to Biz Loke and shout out to Nemesis. You know, Nemesis
be working, man. AKA Nemesis be working, bro. Nem's working, man.
Yeah, man. And he also, the clip that he put up the monster and then the interview. Yeah. I like it. So, yeah. Yeah, it's that thing. You know what I'm saying? So, that video. And last but not least, and I don't want to, okay. You guys are going to fucking put me in a category right now.
Whatever.
God's plan. God's plan. I feel good sometimes, I don't.
All right.
I find that song West End
Road. That's cool.
Hey.
That's
listen. Cool. And I know a lot of people have said this, but I'm going to continue this. When the man gave the stack to the mom and her son, and she started busting out bawling, yo, I got the little tinglies on the back of my neck. I started welling up a bit too. Eh?
Yeah.
No thug tears came out, but it stood in the back of my tear ducts.
And it was there, it was ready, it was in the tuck.
And it went
back
inside of my system.
It was in the tuck.
It was, you know what I mean? If somebody had pissed me off, then it would have went poof. Yeah. But, you know what I mean? Something
one wrong
earlier.
Meme? One wrong meme for Friday? And it would have been, oh no.
Oh, fuck.
It would have been all over for Friday.
So
one wrong meme.
Drake for tugging out a fucking heartstring with that video right there. You know what I mean? A few things set off with that. There was a little bit of talks about, okay. I'm not even going to talk about the extension things that were, you know, him trying to one-up. because apparently that never happened. He had a conversation with Ak, and Ak bragged about it. DJ Academics, for people who don't know, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, he's saying it's the good deed that matters. Let's not look about the other shit, right?
It's the good deeds. It's all about the good deeds.
Because there are some controversial points. Some people are like, well, you know, it's an act of charity, but why did you have to like make it into a video? But you know what? Either way, people are getting fed. Just allow it. Let's put that to the side.
The money is good. It's going to go, hopefully it's going to go to good places, you know?
Right.
People are going to use it. They're going to benefit. And that's the good thing from it.
Let's put that to the side for a second. Few episodes before, when we were talking about the acts of kindness that were happening, I posted on Instagram and some people were like, yo, walk on with Toronto, fam. And I said, I don't know, fam. Right? And then it continued, and then we talked about it on the show, and I was like, yo, maybe he's going to go around. You know, I heard he's going to New York, da-da-da-da-da. And then the video's out now, and they only went to Miami. Okay?
Friday had high hopes, but it didn't go where he thought it was going.
Friday, he had high hopes.
Yo, don't try to take my things and make lyrics, eh? What do you think this is? Yo, you paying me for that? You paying me for that, fam? Oh, you gonna pay me for that? All right, you pay. All right, cool. All right, you hear that? Right? You seen it here first, right? I said something Friday turned into a track. I need my bando, fam.
So, he didn't come to Toronto.
So, not to cut you off, but it's packed. I'm sparking it. We'll see.
We'll see what happens. I've smoked one before. I approve. You know what I'm saying? But what people were asking in the comment section is, what about Toronto?
Yes, what about Toronto?
You know me. I be standing, but I'm an objective person. So I guess that's technically not a stand. Okay? No, a fan is what it is. I'm a fan of a person's music, but I'm not going to be...
No, but Stan is... The way Eminem portrayed a Stan was like the super fucking obsessed... Want to kill his girl, reenact, you know.
No, a stan is somebody who their artist can't do no wrong.
Okay. All right, cool.
Right?
I can live with that analogy.
Even if they come out with a bad album, they're like, yo, it's the best shit in the world. Fam, it wasn't as good as the other shit, or it was like they took steps back.
All right, no problem.
Stop being a stan. Yeah. Be a fan. Be like, you know what? This one is good, but it's not as good as this other shit or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. What about pretty Toronto? Sweet. That's all I gotta say. We'll just leave it at that. You know what I mean? Some people are in the before I leave it at that. A man was in the comments like, yo, we could have done that for our school, and or he could have done that for the whole of Scarborough still. What about Toronto? Can we talk about one more thing? Oh, Killy tickets.
Yes, see, we got so much shit we're giving away over here on this podcast. So sold out Killy tickets.
Yes, sold out.
VIP flipping cannabis tickets.
Yeah.
Fucking chocolate bars.
Jesus Christ.
Bags with fucking clothes and liquor in it. Fuck. What else aren't we giving away on the show? We gave away Canagars, for fuck's sake.
Why are you mad, shit?
I'm not mad, brother. I'm not mad. I'm just like, the people, you know? The people need to, you know?
Bruh.
Yeah, bro. I'm not mad. I don't know. I don't know why I got like that. I don't even know what happened. I don't even know what happened.
So we got the Killy tickets. You ready?
Oh, the fight's going down. Yo, the man should remix this. Yo, the man should remix that.
The copyright, the fucking Touchstone Pictures comes and slaps us in the face with the copyright. Yep. No, you guys can't get no money for YouTube today.
No. Not today.
But yeah.
You're fucked up.
Killy tickets. We're giving away 4 tickets. 2 pairs of 2s. Okay, so one for you and your gal, and the next one for you and your bedjins, and you and your gal, or whoever the fuck wants to go. You know what I'm saying? If one person wins it, squad up! And then, you know, go to the Killy show. Thanks. Sold out already, eh? So you're not getting them anywhere else. Thanks. Y'all niggas on live too, I see you. I ain't ignore you. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, but we're giving it away before the radio's giving it away.
And fuck the radio.
You understand what I'm saying? We're one and up. What do they say? Okay, so let's get this right now. Okay, so CD killed the cassette, right? Or no? Yeah, right. CD killed the cassette, or record killed the cassette. CD killed
radio. Video killed the radio star.
Okay, and then the tape killed the CD killed the tape.
Yeah.
And now CD is dead to streaming.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? And now radio is dead to podcasting. You understand what I'm saying?
We coming for your
it
ass.
It took me a minute to get there, but I got to where I was going. Mm. You understand what I'm saying?
So, two Killy tickets are going away. If you could guess, the first time that we spoke about Killy, give us the number episode, is a separate clip on YouTube of that time, of the first time we spoke about Killy. Okay?
So, what's your opinion on this right now?
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. It's
smooth, no? It's nice.
I'm enjoying. And the Piffity Piff is doing it, doing this Piffity Piff thing. So,
the Piff.
We have our guests that are here, and we're going to be getting into it very soon. So those Killy tickets are going out. Mm-hmm. Big shout out to Killy. Mm-hmm. Before we go, big shout out to AA Prince for hooking up with the shirts right here. You know what I'm saying? At AA.Prince
all day, every on day. Instagram. You understand?
So, number 57, is that where we at?
I'm assuming so. 57, 58. Season 2, that's all that matters.
Hey.
See, how many other podcasts can say they're on season 2?
Facts. There's not many left, but we'll talk about that off air. Let's lead this off with Cedet, aka Mr. G. Okay. Where I'm from.
Oh,
tongue tied.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Me and you, okay. Kirk was telling you about some bars before.
Okay.
Let's enjoy said bars.
Ooh, you got to turn that one down a little bit. Feedback.
I got him.
Okay.
Can we not get through like the fucking movie part that's going on in the fucking thing all the time when we're watching shit on YouTube?
Where
you at? You know what I'm saying? For all my people at home on SoundCloud and everything, they're just like, that's a great song. It sounds like a movie. Don't worry, SoundCloud. It's just the YouTube people getting ready.
Oh, man. Hold on. Yo. Smell that.
Juice.
You see,
let's go.
Right now, I'm going to take you out of your element. I'm going to show you where I'm from.
See that, aka Mr. G, where I'm from. Let's go.
Jeez. Jeez. Okay, yo, we have to stop because YouTube's gonna fuck with us.
I know, eh? Okay, we'll be back. We're taking a break. It's the world's most smoked out podcast. Episode 57, bitches.
Yeah, because YouTube will fuck.
Smoke weed every day.
Oh, yeah. All right, so we are back. It's the world's most smoked out podcast. We love hip hop. We're about to get into another interview here. Special treat with another city great, an upcoming rising star, as I like to call them. But before we get into it, I want to give a big shout out to our sponsors here. Shout out to Youngsterdam Lounge over here at 529 Young Street, over here at Young and Wellesley. It's open every day, Monday to Sunday, 11 to 9 p.m. Come get your eat on. If you want to get your smoke on, you know, we can smoke.
Yeah, come on your lunch break. You know, you want to smoke a thing when your boss is pissing you off. You know what I'm saying? You want to get that fucking time to yourself. Come get some food, smoke a thing. Enjoy your lunch break. Go back to that job and laugh at your boss.
Exactly. Get your giggle on, you know what I'm saying? If you want to get at them, hit them up at Youngsterdam_Lounge. That's on Instagram. The phone number is going to be down there in the links in our descriptions and stuff as well. Do me a favor right here, AJ. Grab me the bag under the bag.
Back under the bag.
Yeah. Because I got something in there.
Oh, what's this?
I want to big up our other sponsors, our new sponsors.
Oh, so, we have a new sponsor.
Big up to Canna Chocolatiers.
Oh.
All right. So okay. We got a nice little giveaway going on here. And big up to Canna Chocolatiers. If you want to get your fine handmade 420 edibles, right? But like not
420 approved.
Yeah, not the ones that taste like the weedy tasting type of chocolates.
They're not gonna get you like, oh my god, why did I eat this?
Yeah, like it looks like a chocolate, and then you bite into it, and you're like, it just tasted like I just bit a roach from one of my roaches. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it took a bite out of a roach spliff. No, it's not like that. It's very subtle. It's very good, actually.
Yeah, yeah. And they got all different types of flavors.
Got a nice menu kicking.
Yeah, so, you know, get at them. Hit up The Can of Chocolatiers. So that's V-T-H-E-C-A-N-N-A Chocolatiers, right? Okay. And or hit them up at thecanofchocolatiers@gmail.com. Get your orders in. They do delivery. Let them know that the We Love Hip Hop people sent you. Get yourself a little discount, you know what I'm saying? We're doing a giveaway right now for the people who are in the GTA. If you can guess episode 14, you know, relating back to our February 14th Valentine's issue. If you can guess the name of episode 14, you will get a box of chocolates, and we'll be doing giveaways weekly, all right? So big up to Can of Chocolatiers.
Bless.
Last thing that I have on the list here for our sponsors is big up to the Mother Earth dispensaries, Mother Earth deliveries for all the people online. If you want to get at them on Instagram, Mother Earth deliveries. And if you want to get your order on, hit them up. You can get delivery straight to your door. Meds.medidispensary.ca. Mention We Love Hip Hop. Put in a note section right before you finish your order. WLHH for We Love Hip Hop. And you can get a free delivery.
Did somebody say something about empty pipes?
Chia. So our guest is here. With no further ado, we're going to get ready for that. So get ready for that. World's Most Smoked Out Podcast. Chia.
Smoke weed every day.
Oh, yeah.
That's wow.
Cause like you see how y'all niggas is like just starting. I'm done with the rap, right?
Yo, to be honest, I'll be mad real. A lot of these niggas that are really popping right now just started. Mm. But it would be unfair of me to say I just started rapping. You feel what I'm saying? No, but I've been rapping for a long time. To be honest, I've been rapping for like 6 years.
Yeah, I've seen the videos, older videos.
Yeah, obviously. 20, yeah, you know what I'm saying? For sure.
So I don't feel like doing this shit anymore. Like I enjoy this. I enjoy fucking podcasting.
He's coming to podcasting. Yeah. Oh, we're ready.
The culture.
Yeah. Okay, so because I literally turned on the show, dog, and I've never done that before.
Where?
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so we are back. It's the world's most smoked out podcast. We love hip hop. I'm your host with the most toast, Friday Ricky Dread, aka 100 Blunts to the Head, aka entrepreneur/rapper. And to the right of me,
it's me, SSC_HeyHerks, aka Smokey the Bear, aka Paul Bunyan. AKA Lipsy Muscle, AKA Way Herks.
Hey.
And yeah, let's get it in. Episode.
Well, it's, we're not going to
put that episode, but on it, right? Season 2 special guest.
Yes, yes. So with no further ado, you know, we've been waiting to get this interview popping. We had this gentleman.
We had to throw the audible.
Yeah. But we got him here now. And we had this gentleman in the studio a few months before with the Biz Loke interview.
Yes.
And we were introduced to him, where I was introduced to him at the
Shout out to Biz Loke for making the connection.
Yep. Shout out Biz Loke.
Biz made the connection for us.
But man like Herc been on.
I didn't realize who the man was until after, like, when the show, and then I was like, oh, okay, that makes more sense. Yeah, because for one, we weren't expecting you to be here that night, right? And then it was like, yeah, like you said, I mistaken you for somebody else. Yeah. No need to mention no names, but I mistaken you for somebody else. Yeah. And then we clarified that. And then when I found out, say, yo, this was the track, True Story, I've been beating that since like Carabana, after Carabana, because of the Ragu season 2, or volume 2, right? Ragu. So,
yeah.
Like I said, it was
Secret Sauce.
That was probably one of the top five tracks on that mixtape for me personally. Yeah, so, I was more than happy to find out that it was your track. And then I did more research, found out more of your tracks, and yeah.
Facts. So, with no further ado, we have the crook in the motherfucking building.
AKA
Killer the Crook, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go through that. Let's go back. First rap name before, because... Is it Killer the Crook or is it just the Crook? Because on YouTube, I just see the Crook.
Okay, yeah. Like, so I'll be honest with you. Like, I'll go back in the day. Like, you feel me? Like, the man that called me Cam in the streets or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I kind of used to do a little. I used to, like, idolize the boy Killer Cam. You feel me? Like,
okay.
He was sick back in the day. Purple Haze and shit, right?
Yep, for sure.
So young, like, when I started getting into the streets, the man just gave me the name Killer. Boom, I was running with it. Brought in the rap shit. Whatever. Fucking. Actually, at the time, like, a while ago, the man them used to wear like a lot of crooks in castles and shit, you know, doing a bunch of fuckery and shit,
yeah?
So like at the time when I was in grade 9, grade 10, I was a shit, so I kind of made a track about crooks in castles and the man them doing dirt and just coming up as like a youngin', you feel me?
Yeah.
And then, yeah, so later on, like when I said, no, like I'm coming back into the rap game, I want to like reinvent myself and whatnot, yeah? So I'm like, yo, niggas know me as the crook, you know, the crook in the castle, a lot of people know that track, you feel me? And like, I feel like that name was just like kind of suited me at the time, like, you know what I'm saying, about my lifestyle choices and whatnot, right?
Yeah.
No,
I remember that video. I posted it on my Instagram not too long ago, the crook in the castle.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah. So it was like a throwback I threw up there. Yeah, you know throwback, what I'm saying?
You know?
Friday digs the crates of the internet.
I'm full of archives.
That's right.
I'm a digital crate digger, bro. You know what I'm saying? So, okay. Before the rap, before the rapping and everything. And I, you know, I always do my research, so like Black Creek life and stuff like that, right? Tell me about like the Black Creek side.
To be honest, like I never grew up in Black Creek, right? I grew up on Western Road, but I was really close to like Black Creek and shit. Like shout out to all the Creek niggas and shit, like Twitch and Cash and all the man, right?
Shout out Black Boy Twitch.
Yeah, Twitch, whatever. Fucking, I'm from the South Side. I'm from Western Road.
Okay.
I really fuck with the niggas like between Western Road and like, I would say like St. Clair, Dundas, you feel me? Like, a lot of my niggas are on that side. You know what I'm saying? And, like, I went to school on Runnymede, you know? So, I grew up over there. When I hit 14, I moved down to Parkdale. My mom lived down there and shit. I went to Eastern Commerce, you feel what I'm saying? So, I got a taste of downtown life for one night, you feel me? And, yeah, so, between downtown and fucking spending, like, 14 years on Jane and shit, like, fuck.
And even during that time, like, okay, let's say, like, you're transitioning, you're going from like the West End coming down to like a little bit downtown to Parkdale. What's bumping in your headphones and shit when you're on the...
Okay, yo, to be honest, yo, back in the day, fuck, I used to bump a lot of Pac, a lot of DMX, a lot of fucking... Who else? I used to bump a lot of Cam, like I said, 50 Cent. Probably hear a little bit of 50 in my flow when I'm spitting.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I used to like... Yo, to be honest, I used to bump a lot of Sam G, too.
Sam G.
Yeah. Shout out Sam G.
I used to bump a lot of
Your face shot's different than a
scar on
Yo.
To be honest, bro, like, yo, I had a lot of Sam G in my headphones telling me to do some fuckery, you know what I mean?
Yo, hood, was it Hood Standards?
Hood Standards.
Yeah.
Hey, crazy baby, this is what the hood made.
Yo, bro, Sam G, he's yeah, you know? Yeah,
Free the Boy.
Freedom, yes. The track was, yo, the music is, yo, the man was definitely ahead of his time with his music.
For sure. Personally, I don't know him personally.
Yeah. But you're, when it the, came music, to the music, yo, I don't know him personally myself either, but the music is what I connected with. Like, yo, like I said, just his way he's talking, like, yo, a face shot's different than a fucking scar on the cheek, bro.
See me anywhere. Yeah.
Yo, I'm patting man down when they working. Yo, what are you doing? Yo, like the ad-libs, everything. Yo, listen to me.
What are you doing?
That's the ad-libs, like, yo.
What are you doing?
So even like, besides like, besides Sam G, what other like Toronto? Because I never really asked this. I always ask people, where are you listening into your headphones? And I'm expecting always an American answer. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. It's kind of fucked up because like, I listen to like everything that's good. Like, to be honest, like, I don't really have beef with neighborhoods. Like, I have niggas from different neighborhoods, and you feel me, they have beef with each other, but I don't really have black beef. You feel me? So like, I listen to people from like everywhere. If your shit's popping, like, I bump it. I don't give a fuck if you're from fucking the slums where niggas are getting face shots, or you're in the beast in Brampton where niggas are jumping in pools. Like, I don't care if your shit's booming, I'm gonna listen to it. You feel me? So like, to be honest, I listen anything that was popping back in the day. I listened to it. If it was some bars, you feel me, like, I was bumping it, to be honest. You feel me?
And like, I always wonder, because we're different ages now, you know, between me and this cat, like, there's a generation gap, right? So I always wonder what holds on in high schools and shit in y'all generation, you know what I'm saying? What's the struggle like over there in like in the high schools, like?
Fuck, high school for the young niggas is rough right now.
Oh, right now?
Some people don't even make it past the first day, you know, if you see on the first day. So I'll be watching the news, people are getting stabbed, all types of shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck, school is crazy. When I was going to high school, it was crazy. You got niggas that were on the ball team that were bringing their gun with them to ball games and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was regular, like, where I was going to school. Like, like, shooters on the court and off the court. You feel me? Like, it's crazy. Like, the city, like, people in the States, they hear it from Toronto. They don't really know what's going on up here. They're just getting a taste of
they're
it.
Just
now,
figuring
they're
just
out. Finding out the last couple of years what's going on. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But, like, shit's been popping
over. It's not a joke.
Yeah, it's not a joke over here. You guys come over here and you guys will not go back with your stuff. You feel me?
So, like, you're telling me cats in high school, like, I know there's always been, even back in our times, mans will get robbed in school and all that type of shit. You know what I'm saying? But you're telling me, like, do we have high schools in, do we have fucking metal detectors in the high schools over here, too?
I don't know about
that. I don't think so, not yet.
I don't think so.
Not yet. We're not there yet. We're not there yet. We're not there yet.
I'm, like, off-duty white and working in the school, right?
But, yeah, they're trying to shut that down, actually. They're shutting that. They're saying that it's an intimidation to the black youths them in particular, especially like because it started where up in Finch where the Jordan Masters got shot, right?
In the school.
Yeah, they started it there, and then it's like after the 10 years of it being there, it's like nothing's come of it but charges and intimidation. So they shut it down.
The
yeah, they don't trust
shit,
them,
right? You don't want to even some kids probably don't even go to school. They're like, fuck.
Yeah, because like, oh, I go to school, this cop's gonna bother me. Yeah. Even if I'm not doing anything, this cop's just gonna be on me. He's just on us. We're not doing nothing. We're just at school. We can't even go to school.
So like, okay, well, so with the combination of like the way that schools are crazy, especially in those times, and the way it is now, you know, the different things that are going on in the like, you know, in the hood. Mm-hmm. What influenced you to just start rapping, dog?
Yo, to be honest, like from a kid, I was like that kid in grade 4 trying to like fit his fucking CD player in his fucking jacket, burning CDs on my mom's fucking desktop computer and shit. You feel me? Like, I always loved music, but like actually rapping, probably like grade 9, like I started spitting, recording me and my niggas on the laptop or some shit. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then yeah, from there, like I always felt like I always had a little bit of an edge lyrically, right?
Yeah.
So my niggas told me to do it.
You just started like, you know? Just got the bug.
Yeah.
So, Melly, not to cut you out. Do you rap? No, yes.
Yeah, like, I want to.
Okay. See, this is the next connection you're bringing for us. Is this
Yeah, you might see Billy pop out just now. Shit's right, you know what I'm saying? With the times right.
Timing.
You might be out there just now.
All right.
Well, it's a good thing because it's like the way that this show's been building. It's like we get to meet the one person we're interviewing and new people at the same time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Okay, so before I get into some other questions, I want to give a couple shout-outs to my sponsors and stuff like that. So, shout-out to Youngsterdam Lounge over here at 529 Young Street.
Yep.
Open every day, Monday to Sunday, 11 to 9 p.m. So, if you want to get your eat on, if you want to book some sporting events, book some, like, you know, music events, anything like that, you know, holler at them. Hit them up on Instagram, at Youngsterdam_Lounge. Or the phone number is going to be in the description because, shit, I don't remember that shit right now. I'm high as fuck. Also, I want to big up the people over at Can of Chocolatiers. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Fine chocolates. We got a box of four chocolates in here right now. 420 edibles.
420 approved.
You know what I mean? Hit them up at thecanofchocolatiers@gmail.com or hit their Instagram, thecanofchocolatiers. We got the sick catalog here. Full of mad selection of fucking 420 edibles right here, right?
Yeah, we're gonna have to give you the rundown later.
Yeah, they got Oreo, all type of fucking shit in this motherfucker.
I'm pretty sure there's something in there for your sweet tooth.
Trust me.
And your medicated one too.
So let's get back into our interview here with the crook. So,
shit.
What influences you to write bars instead of getting into the mumble shit?
I don't really know how to do that mumble shit. To be honest.
No, because a lot of cats your age are in the straight mumble rap.
Yeah.
So what made you take a different approach, dog?
Look, I just want to rap. I just want people to understand what the fuck I'm saying because I actually got something to say. It's a message. Yeah. I'm not trying to fucking distort what I got to say with all these fucking noises. I want you to hear what I got to say.
You want your message to get across.
Everything that I spit about is what I live like. You know, so like sometimes people will say, oh, where's the music, yo, fam? Like, it's authentic, can't be forced, everything's organic. You feel me? Like, when I'm spitting shit to you, like, I'm talking about some shit that the man of my living, you feel what I'm saying? I'm talking about the shit that the man of my seeing in the hood, like, the reality of what's going on in the type of lifestyle, in the street lifestyle, and the culture of the music that these people want to hear, right? Yeah. So, I don't want to like distort it with mumbling. I know what I'm trying to say. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you want to get your point across clear.
Yeah, I got a statement, so.
Clear, you want everybody to know. That's good.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Yeah.
So even like when we were talking in the last interview there. we're talking about with Six Wars and stuff, right? And when you first came home and you first started hearing the stuff, right?
Yeah, I heard about it when I was in jail. Niggas are calling me in jail. They're like, yo, this guy made a fucking whole video about you, fam. Just saying you're the next one up. And I'm like, that's crazy because I'm fucking still fighting cases right now. So I don't know how the fuck niggas are saying I'm the next one up. I could be the next one down. You know what I mean? So, yeah, so like that, fam. My fucking shit went right. You know, my lawyer chewed fucking went ham for me. You know, got me a good, sick deal, bam. Hit the roads. Feel what I'm saying? And fucking, fuck. And like, it's them now. I told niggas when I was inside, I'm like, when I touch road, my nigga, this rap shit, I'm about to start doing this shit. You feel me?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the buzz was creating, right?
Yeah.
And I know even like for even myself, I've been done my rap shit for years and stuff like that, and I had to deal with fucking going inside and being a rapper who I'm putting out shit, and then boom, now I'm shit stopped up. You know what I'm saying? Tell me about the experience inside, like knowing that you got a lot of shit that you can fucking come out and do.
I was fucking retarded because I'm bumping into niggas in jail and they're like, yo, fam, your shit's going wild out there, fam. I'm like, yo, what you talking about? Like, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy, like, because especially when people know that you have the talent and they fuck with your music, they kind of get cheesed because they're like, yo, what the fuck you dealing with? Like,
yeah, man, we'll be like, yo, what are you doing here, bro?
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you could do this shit. Look who's doing this shit, fam. Come on, you could do this shit, man.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. So, yo, that track, True Story, fire. Straight. That's probably my favorite track from you, straight up. I won't even lie.
Yeah.
It's fire. I like it. Like,
trust me, and plus when
from top to bottom, I like it.
Trust me, and when mans are watching TV on the range and they're seeing music videos that bare BET's going in, they're like, yo, dog, yo, you know you're sicker than these motherfuckers that are watching right now, eh? Yo, like, yo. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
It's fucked up, because I remember actually being in jail. And we got like, yo, the South is fucked. Like, they'll give you channels and they'll take them away, you know? But we had much music for like a week. And I remember seeing fucking Shaw Hustle's video up on there. I forgot what video it was, but I remember seeing his video up on there and I'm like, yo, that's proper. You feel what I'm saying? Because like, Shaw Hustle used to be in the same studio I used to be in. Like, I know him like, as a street rapper, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so that really just showed me I'm seeing people like, I'm just seeing people on, like, really doing something, you feel what I'm saying? And I'm like, yo, fuck, like, the spotlight's on our city. You'll be fooled not to take advantage of it. You'll be a fool, like.
Yeah.
Especially if you have the talent and you have.
For sure.
You know?
And when you touch down, like, how do you make the transition into, like, okay, I'm home?
Fuck, to be honest, I hit the ground running, but nigga, I had to waste no time.
Straight to the school.
To be honest, because, like, what? October, November, December, January, maybe in February. I've been on, like, 5 months. Fuck, they took everything from me. I didn't have shit when I came up.
No, it's just a rebuilding process, dog.
Yeah.
Trust me. No. You look like you're good now. You know what
I'm saying? You see? Yeah, you see? Yeah, we all here for
me,
you know.
No, for real. Okay. With Toronto artists in the scene, there's a lot of different challenges that people have, like shows, different things. What are the challenges that you find?
To be honest, just... getting like sound engineers and producers that are gonna match like my sound, and like to be honest, I got a new sound engineer recently. He's out of major music. His name's fucking LG. See him? I fuck with him. His Instagram's mixed by our LG mixed it. Fucking at LG mixed it. Yo, that's my guy still. Like, he actually puts in work for me and like he finds my sound right now. I've been fucking with him, but like before that, it was just really like. Finding a studio to call home.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you, like, I've been to other studios and, like, some of these guys try to act like they're fucking, like, you know? So, like, I don't really like the vibe of people that try to act like they're, like,
they're better to, like, or they're higher than you. Yeah.
And shit, you feel what I'm saying? Especially when you're coming out of the streets.
Yeah.
As a street rapper, there's so many niggas trying to do this shit, right? So, like, you really have to fucking make your shit. Like, sound, yeah.
Yeah, you can't sound like everybody else. You can't sound
like everybody else, and you have to make your shit stand out, but it still has to be what they want.
You see, that's the problem with these guys, because they're probably looking at you like, oh, this guy, I've heard what this guy's got, how he's going to say, I heard this already, before they even heard what you have to say. And then when you go in there, you're like, okay, boom, 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 and then their mindset, they're switching, and their attitude switches.
I see that a lot.
Right? Because people will just look at you and be like, oh, this guy's a young buck, he's doing this, his sound probably sounds like this.
What the fuck does this guy have to say?
Right? And then you come there and you say something where it's like, oh, okay. It's not mumbling or whatever, it's actually bars, lyrics, and there's a chorus behind it, whatever. There's something there.
And the guys are like, okay.
You know what's funny? You see how you're like, yo, I fuck with True Story. When I went to record True Story, I recorded it, and I'm like, yo, put the stutter on everything. Mm. And he's like, on everything? I'm like, on everything. Stutter everyone. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Bam, he stuttered everyone, cleaned it up, and he's listening to it, and he's like, all right, yeah, I hear it now. I'm like, yo, this is the one, my nigga. Are you crazy? This is the fucking one. And then, yeah, bam, shot the video.
Yeah.
Feel me? So it's like sometimes they're not going to see your vision as an artist. Yeah. That's why you're a sound engineer.
No, because they gotta let you. You gotta let you have your freedom to be able to get creative.
But some sound engineers, they're open minded. Like the one I'm fucking with right now, he hears what I'm hearing and he fucks with it. And like I fuck with him still, to be honest. And it's just like as an artist, really finding a studio to call home that fucks with you and takes their time to
where you guys can connect and get that.
That's the hardest
part. Where he knows your sound and you can work together. Where the man, you guys start bouncing off each other. Boom, boom, boom.
Once you find a studio, then you're good.
That's good. Yeah. Those are links that you have to build. Work, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. And like, what other challenges you see? Like, you get challenges with shows. You get like,
I haven't even done any shows yet. I'm just trying to build content and build a fan base so that I know when I wrap my shows, it's gonna be litty. You feel me?
Mm.
But I do have a good, strong fan base of loyal listeners that are just really like on my side and shit. I don't have the super buzz that these guys have yet, but it's coming. I'm going to be consistent. People are going to hear the sound and they're going to fuck with it. You feel me?
No, the buzz is pretty good, though, because I'm seeing, like, even the video that I posted there in my stories with the youth going nuts.
The Daddy Rambo?
Yeah. To the gang shit tune? That nigga was going fucking ham, bro. I was like, holy.
Yo, that you is fucking hilarious, bro. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
That you is fucking hilarious.
No, big up Keep Six Live, bro. I seen that video on their channel, bro, and I was just like, Jesus Christ.
Bro, the man said that shit to me. I was cracking the fuck up.
But when you see stuff like that, that means the buzz is building. You know what I'm saying?
It's building. You know what I'm saying?
What do you look as a way? How do you create your buzz? How do you get... From the time that you came home to now, dog, that's pretty quick to get your buzz back going. You know what I'm saying? So what's your formula to getting your buzz going?
Just to be honest, just being consistent and just like trying to get new listeners going. I'm on the Spotify thing now. I'm on the Apple Music. You feel what I'm saying? Like I'm working the social media how it needs to be dealt with. You feel what I'm saying? Followers are going up and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And yeah, fam. Fuck, when you do the right things, like, yo, to be honest, yo, the key is here, bro. We have the Instagram, we have this shit. All these people are on this, right? If you work these shits right, your shit will build. You know what I'm saying?
Let them know.
They put the power in our hands. Back in the day, I feel like it was harder. I feel like today is more for the artists. You feel what I'm saying?
You have everything you need in your hand. Like you said, you can film it, record it, post it, edit it, everything right there if you want. Shoot it. Makeup, exactly.
Everything
right there.
Oh, you see it. You see it. Because a lot of people don't realize the power is right here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Back in the days, man used to do street team, all those different things. You have to go out and fucking put flyers in front of everybody's...
Postering.
On everybody's car, everything. You know what I'm saying?
You have to run around handing out mixtapes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Now you pay Instagram, get them $100, get your shit sponsored. You know what I'm saying? You're out here getting money, invest in yourself. Yeah. Go on Instagram, pay for your ad to get sponsored. Niggas been seeing my ad like crazy everywhere. Because I pay for that shit to get sponsored. You feel what I'm saying? People are seeing that. New people are seeing that. They never seen my shit. And they're like, yo, this guy's good. They're following me. You feel what I'm saying?
No. It's facts. Because it's like, I've had a brethren who's walked... Trey, Ryan Man.
Yeah.
Cross Canada. Selling mixtapes. You know what I'm saying? Now you got the power that you can fucking get people in fucking Mongolia listening to your damn mixtapes.
Trey did some travels, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, okay, speaking of such, when can we get a full mixtape, dog? Because I'm on Spotify, I'm trying to get like a full project from Killer the Crew.
To be honest, I'm dropping the EP just now. I have a bunch of shit in the works. I'm just picking out a shit that I want to drop, you feel what I'm saying? After this shit's done, I'll pay you guys some shit on the side, you feel what I'm saying? But I got a lot of, yo, fam, when you hear this shit, you're going to be like, yo, fam, this is fucking crazy. Like, what the fuck?
Okay. Who's on production? You got any surprise productions?
I got fucking... my nigga Shaim produces for fucking Rich Gang. Right? Who else? I got Taylor by Drew. I got fucking Blue Blazer. I got fucking couple beat makers. It's not done yet, too, so I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I got a lot of features I'm working out with too, because a lot of niggas are really showing me love, like, to be honest. Like, a lot of rappers, like, reach out to me, you feel what I'm saying? A lot of rappers I'll reach out to, I say, yo, this is hard, you feel what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
And they fuck with me, you know what I'm saying? It's nothing for me to say, yo, dog, I want you on this. Like, you feel what I'm saying? They say, yeah, send that over right away, you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, if you to can be get honest, anybody I really, like, link up with, yeah, you feel what I'm saying? They're gonna, yeah, gonna put work in, right? So, yeah, I have a couple features filed and still on the EP. A lot of people been asking me to do a feature with Biz.
Okay.
Because they see me in the interview with him and shit.
Yeah.
And he's been doing his thing now. So maybe I might have to, you know, get in some air shit with Biz.
Well, dude, he
deal
was,
with something, you know?
He was in your video, so people are like, they're sure. automatically
they're feel thinking
that
they're
collabo on the
there.
Yeah.
Yeah. KZ was there. He's on some gang shit.
Yeah.
He's
so,
there.
Okay, if you can get like a dream collabo, like you had unlimited fucking budget, who would you get?
To be honest, who would I fuck up a track with?
Mm.
I fuck up a track with Herbo.
Alright. Alright. G Herbo's nice. He's nice.
My nigga Herbo on the shit.
Yo, he's nice.
I'll claim the shit.
Yeah, he's nice.
We'll call it that. Sign and seal. You feel me?
Yeah.
He's nice.
Yo, he's a bar animal. Yo.
Herbo's
nice. He goes in. Yeah.
KZ, yeah, all day.
Okay, Herbo. And dead or alive? Okay, like, let's. Old school to fucking new school. Who if you can get any?
Tupac. Wow. No hezzle.
I don't even have to wait for you to finish that.
There was no hezzle.
Pac is a real ass nigga. I don't give a fuck about nothing else. I don't even care if he gave me a shit verse. Just have him on the track, side and sealed. I don't care. After that, I wouldn't even care to rap no more. By the way.
Okay.
Have Pac on the track. Where are you, bro?
I got Pac on the track.
Pac flames everything he puts his hands on.
So we got mixtape on the way.
Yeah,
EP.
I got an EP for you niggas on the way, bro. Come on. Right. I got a video coming out just now. I'm gonna fuck you guys.
A new
up
video?
I just shot this shit with Del Rosario and
Jay
Fair. I had them collab on the shits. Feel I'm saying? Two cameramans. I said, fuck it. Let me bring both of them together, make them do the dudes. You feel me?
Okay, so you're bringing in two cameras.
All
right, you're
yeah,
working. You're doing different stuff. All right.
Come on, man.
That's good.
Hip-hop exclusive right here.
That's good. That's good.
Okay.
Video coming, you know what I'm saying? It's gonna be out just now. I'm just waiting on these guys to do their thing. He edited it up, send it over to me, and then I'm gonna drop the trailer, get some promo. Yeah, see who's fucking with it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. All right. So I think we're good. I think we're good for now. I wanna get you back in for an update when you fucking got the fucking full project out, the EP. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, I'll tell you one thing before we get out of here. Okay. I listen to, we do a lot of interviews here, right?
Mm-hmm.
And out of everybody, I can't say I listen to all of the fucking rappers that we interview. You know what I'm saying? It's just, I can't listen to fucking everybody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But when I'm driving, and I do a lot of driving, motherfuckers see me doing my Insta stories and I'm driving.
I see you bumming my shit.
Right?
Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's rare, dog. So that means that shit is drive-worthy. Man's can get things done.
Yeah, I'm telling you, since season, the volume 2, I've been pumping it.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for the EP, because I like to listen to Canadian music in my car.
Yo, the EP is going
to
be something.
I like to listen to Canadian music in my car.
Especially from the city?
Yeah, I like to bump it straight up.
Yeah, well, keep doing what you're doing, Doc.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? Okay, let the people know where to find you. And Millie, you've been quiet, man. Like, I know you got like 100 bars probably
KZ,
in the tuck.
Bro, don't get fooled. The man has bars, bro. The man spit shit for me. Bro, the man's over. He's gonna be out
when
here.
The timing is right.
Exactly.
When the timing is right. But who? Hey, remember, he was here first. He was here on We Love Hip Hop first.
So, okay, let the people know where to find you, dog.
Okay, yo, Instagram at Killer the Crook. KillaHDaCrook. What else? That's it, really. Just hit me on the gram stuff. Right now, I don't really mess with the Twitter. Yeah, I just have the gram. You know what I'm saying?
That's where everything is at, anyway, my niggas.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You want to let the people know where to find you? You know what I'm saying? Shit, man. Get a fucking.
The rest of, yeah, you gonna
see
me on the
future.
You gonna see? You gonna see?
Okay.
Yeah, 100 hoes sliding up in the DMs. Trust me. <man. laughs> I'm just playing.
You see haters in your DMs.
Smoke weed every day.
Oh, yeah. That's good. All right, so we are back.
Okay, let's get into our smoke and mirrors. We got Black Coke in the building with us here too. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Black Coke.
Thank you for having us, man.
No problem. Thank you for coming through.
Definitely appreciate it.
Now, in the smoke and mirrors, and also big shout out to the Youngsterdam Lounge over here at 529 Young Street. One thing I want to do is bring up the Killy tickets.
Free tickets to the sold out show.
Free Killy tickets, eh? Two pairs of two equaling four. So if you can guess. If you can guess.
Yo, easy math, fam. Man's not hot. Yo, easy math, fam. Man's AKA not hot.
Sir Math-a-Lot,
quick
yo.
Quick maths. Yeah, that's it. Sorry. Quick maths.
Yo, the cannolines got me super fucking trash.
Man's not hot.
Yeah, so two pairs of two tickets for the Killy show. If you can guess what the first Killy, the first time that we spoke about Killy on an episode, okay, the name of the episode, the number of the episode, let us know. It's on separate clip on YouTube as well, all right? Also, what am I named now? Robin Banks.
What about Mr. Banks?
He dropped an album.
Up
so
Top Movement.
He dropped an album. It's out there right now. Get it on Spotify. I you know what I mean? The man's back.
Yeah, yeah. That's FB's Road Dog.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, hey, this is good to see him drop an album after what happened to him.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We covered him last year.
Yeah, he was in a serious altercation. Good to see him back at full health, full strength, getting back out there making his music. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It was a touchy moment, and it's good to see him back out there.
Yeah, man. Shout out to him, yo.
Shout out for dropping that.
So, in the news, Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Oh, man. This guy...
All right.
Finally got him, bro.
There was a manhunt that was going on for a while. You're up on it, you know. Yeah. The manhunt was happening.
It's all over the internet, man.
Yeah.
He's all over the internet, man.
They got him.
Who got him?
So, okay. All-Star Weekend. Okay, started off in Minnesota when they threw some shit on him and he had to fight and then there was some shots fired and then after the next night and then it was like, yo, you guys trying to test my gangster and he started going around everywhere.
I know the everywhere. Man said he's not checking in where you go, he's not checking in.
You know, all the bloods and everybody were like, we don't fuck with this kind of guy. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So then there was like a manhunt going on during All-Star Weekend. Where's Tekashi?
Facts.
The guy's running in the mall, the gangster dude, you know what I mean? And I'm not, all in jokes, you know what I'm saying? Don't pull up, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if y'all can get past the border. They'd be like, yo, you with the tats on your face back down to the other side of the border. But anyhow, them niggas running in the malls. Where's Tekashi? Where's Tekashi? Right?
He wasn't even there. He wasn't even in L.A.
He said he was leaving L.A. at midnight and didn't leave. He left the next day. But there was some men's that were circling the airport. Round and round.
I seen a clip with him with Tory Lanez playing basketball.
Yeah, he was doing everything. And posting later. Right? As he should. Yeah. Right? Just precautions. It's not him being a pussy or anything. That's just being smart.
Why would you just put it out there?
Right? Right. However, he said he was leaving. Man, leave. Mans are circling the airport over and over. Over and over. For 3 days.
Wow.
Yeah, I heard they were on shifts. Like they had like shifts and certain would cover some time. And then like shift work. That's what I read.
I'm not giving a big up for the violence, but that's dedication.
That's militant. they were dead serious.
Wow. So finally they got him.
Cause even like the where two did they get ran up on him, like at the end, if you see the end of the video, right? Just the way they were going on after, it was like for them it almost was like they didn't even really know, but they just wanted to do it just cause. Like, yo, pussy, you're trying here, to stunt. We told you.
And one dude was screaming like,
"That's
just
how we do it."
Like two of us. Yeah. It was just two of them, and like Tekashi had.
There's like five of those guys.
Yeah. Tekashi's team got the best. Okay, so what happened is he's there in LAX. They come walk out the sliding doors. Two of his team members.
This is All Star Weekend that passed.
This is just
today.
Oh,
video surfaced today.
Right?
Oh, wow.
Or last night for people in Tomorrowland, because we're going to be posting this tomorrow, right? Right? Fucking, he comes out, the men start rushing his team, but there's only two of them. So their team starts kind of getting the better of them. He comes running from the back, like, yo, let me get one to win. And, boom, 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 bo
fast. Like, nigga, you should have just stayed in the back.
Are you serious?
Like, were you going fast? Your team's handling business already, but you want to get 1-2 wins so that you can get.
What do you think about it, right?
It's just.
All that shit you thought you had to jump.
It's clout. It's for the clout.
Yeah. It didn't work. It
would have been worse.
I wouldn't say worse. I mean, I wouldn't say that he got beat up. He didn't really get beat up.
Yo, he came in. He went like this, and then.
But he didn't get beat up. Like, hey, you see how they did?
I didn't see no.
Am I exaggerating?
See how they did the base guard?
Yes.
They rocked him. Hands and feet. He took that like a G. But
No, he didn't, because he went on stage and snitched after.
Yeah, but he dry snitched. He took them niggas over there and jumped me.
Hey, Boogie and PNB.
Hey, Boogie with the hoodie and them
right
niggas jumped me.
Right there in the back and the one smoking weed over
let
there.
I'm going to let bygones be bygones.
Yeah, but you know, it's all peace.
but I'm saying, like, when he got rushed, it was like enough niggas hitting him.
And
he was good after. Yeah. But, like, the Tekashi shit, like, seemed like he got trampled a little bit, but they didn't like beat him up.
No, they didn't.
Like, it could have been much worse.
He should have been better off staying in the back.
Just stayed and watched.
No rainbow flying. Like, it looked like remember Sonic?
Oh my gosh. Here we go. Hedgehog.
Yes. But it was like a bonus Sonic that flew onto the screen. With fucking multicolors, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, when he gets all his coins,
the one with the gold hair.
It's a video game with the blue one. He runs and he gets all his gold coins, and then bing, he turns all gold.
I can never get to the gold. You know that type of shit when you're young, you playing the video game.
Yeah.
You can't really get it, and your older brother's like, "Yeah, let me get it," and then you can't get back on the game, and you're like, "Mom." You know what I'm saying? Give me that controller, nigga. You know what I mean? You used to play me all the time with that shit.
We touched the nerve. Unwillingly, we touched the nerve.
But
I'm an older brother, so.
Yeah.
He feels no fucks were given.
I can vibe with your older brother. Like, I understand what's going on. My little brother,
Mortal Kombat, it's like fatality, finish him. You don't know. Give me the controller. Yeah. And then they playing the game, and you like, yo. Like, you know, I got to go to bed at 8. Like, give me the controller.
You're killing me. So Tekashi got a fucking ass whooping, and apparently it's drunken. Okay.
Sonic connection.
Next on the list, and I'm only gonna bring up one more thing after this. One more thing. Young Thug changed his name to Sex. We're gonna go in.
I didn't even hear about that. Forget that.
Conversation jerker. I mean,
that's what it is. Like, it's like, what
you
do really?
You know, that's gonna make. It's going to be on the internet the next day. You know what I'm saying? He tweeted it. Exactly.
Just kind of like, they do that, so we do this. And we sit here and we talk about it.
That's exactly. And then see how much is going to pull. How much attention is going to draw.
So, okay, we'll get out of that.
I didn't even hear about that till now. That's like, that's news to me. I'm not that deep in like social media gossip and shit.
He digs the crazy.
Like, if you throw in topics, something I would know about is like the Black China shit.
Oh, well.
Oh yes,
that's on the list.
That'd be on my feed. You know what I mean?
That's on the list. That's
so.
On the
what
list.
Do we rate Black China sex tape on a rate on a set on a ratings of a 1 to 10 thotties?
That's not a sex tape.
That's not a sex tape.
You're not rating that as a sex tape. Like, no? Come on, man.
The thotty rating is at 2. Then you're saying
I want to know how do females feel. Yeah, they can probably give head better than a celebrity, man, knowing that.
They're just fucking human.
That's what I want to know.
She's not famous for that shit. Shaking her ass doesn't mean her fucking top is good.
Like, if we take...
No, her top is...
It's trash. It's trash. Based off that video, it's trash. Because I see, horrible. So I read the replies. The comments and shit. And
it goes down in the comments, bro. You got to read the comments.
Girls were saying like, oh, you know me, I give trash head to niggas I don't like. Nah. And I'm like, why are you sucking dicks you don't like? I don't understand. I don't understand.
The girl, I get you. These girls.
You got to go, like a Kevin Hart.
Based off that video, that shit was trash, man.
Yeah, straight.
I haven't seen it yet. I don't want that.
I'm the only one, and I'm the crate nigga who hasn't seen it.
All I'm saying is this. Why would, like, she's got her little daughter. You know what I'm saying?
Just a son. It's just two kids.
She got the what? And her son too. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And her son. You know.
That shit was
whack. It's like, yo, what the, like.
She's on her business, but though.
You think she's going to get a bag from that?
She's getting a bag. Because she has a fucking... She has Lisa Bloom on the case again. Boom. Here comes Lisa Bloom. Right?
Her lawyer.
Cease and desist. Anybody repost this fucking thing? Right? Early mornings, late nights. You know what I mean? Shout out early mornings. Then late nights with a bunch of underscores. Don't repost any of the clips of this Black China shit. Because you... Yo, oh shit. Now when I think about it, yo, pull out.
Yo, we talk about it too long.
Black China might slap over the lawsuit
Black
and shit.
Widow,
you know what I'm saying?
Don't forget to call her Black Widow.
Yo, dog, we might be next on the list. You don't even know.
Black Widow, bro.
We gave her a name. We're bigging her up. And she might be like, y'all niggas talking about a motherfucker too. Boom.
Black Widow.
Podcast gone.
Black Widow.
I wake up. Yo, all the fucking YouTube videos removed. Yo, email from whatever her name is, something, her government. What's her government?
Black China.
Just Black China. Okay.
It's Black China, a.k.a. the Black Widow.
Last thing on the list here. Meek Mill is having an appeal hearing for the original case that he had back in 2008.
Okay. Yeah, some police said that the cops lied on him.
Yeah, and this is April 16th. Okay, that's
like they
up.
Don't lie on niggas already. That sorority is whack, yo.
Well, they said that the original cop that was in the case said that he was shooting, or he pulled out a gun on him, right? When they ran up on him on a drug thing, right?
You're saying Meek pulled a gun?
Yeah. Where Meek is saying he just fucking ran away from the motherfucker and he got draped up and it was
no burner, no gun.
It was no burner, right? So they're saying that this cop has been on a list in Philly. That a secret list of cops that have done who've lied in court,
done dirt,
right? So this list has now been released.
Oh,
he's published on the list, right? And they're like, okay, how you have a guy who's on a list of people who've lied in court on fucking people who've gotten convicted,
mm-hmm.
and this man's been going on through probation since 2008,
based off of his testimony.
Off of his testimony, and there's two other cops who are going to be willing to testify against him because they're like, yeah, that nigga dirty. However, the two other cops have also been kicked off the force for dirty shit.
Of course.
So it's like crooks being like, yeah, that nigga's a crook.
Yo, that's like the pot calling the kettle black, bro.
Basically.
What's wrong with you, man? You understand what I'm saying?
No halal pork. Y'all niggas is bugging. But yeah, that's what's going on. So April 16th, look out for that. We're going to be talking about it again because we've been keeping up with this Meek case. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
sure. Free Meek Mill.
Free Meek Mill. I'm a big Meek fan.
Hold on. I'm not trying to, like, but I said it. The man's not touching road for at least a year to whatever. And I want him out. Free all the dogs. You know what I'm saying? Free everybody who's locked up that's not a sexual predator or a fucking mass murderer. You know what I'm saying? But
they could get the castration.
But yeah, it's like, yo, Meek's under what? For violated for riding his dirt bike?
And on a probation that's been going on since 2008.
Right? Off of some bullshit testimony from a known dirty cop.
Facto.
Just more proof that they're trying to keep a brother down. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? The system not made for us. That's all I'm saying.
Free Meek, yo.
Free Meek Mills.
So
ASAP.
Let's wrap it up. Like that BET commercial them say. Let the people know where to find y'all and shit.
We got a website, blackcoke.com, blckcoke.com.
Okay.
And that handle is universal. I mean,
Facebook,
on
Instagram,
YouTube, Twitter,
BLCKCOKE.
Yeah,
Black Coke.
And I mean, right. Spotify, iTunes, all that. You can find us under Black Coke. Yeah. All
right.
Okay. PK Hizerk.
Well, it's me, SSC_HeyHerx_PK. I'm on Instagram. That's where you can find me. Yeah, I'm gonna be opening up some new platforms soon. So
yeah.
We'll get there. Episode 58 was definitely dope. I'm pretty high right now. We were smoking nice blunts, drinking this can of lean, so I'm feeling good. You know what I'm saying? These K King Palm raps. They definitely burn nice, but I just wish they could hold more chronic. That's my problem, but they're good otherwise. Nice and smooth draw, burns nice and slow. I like the taste. Still smoked one of my raps, you know what I mean? Because that's just how we get down. We like to smoke. But yeah, big up to Flipping King Palm if you want them. Yo, shout out to all their Instagrams. Where's the Instagram right here? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, hit them up. King Palms Canada.
Oh, that's what it is, King Palm Canada.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, award winning, High Time Award winners, eh? Nice.
So, also, y'all know where to find me. Hit me up on my website, Friday, aka Ricky Dredd. That's D R E D. All my social media platforms, Friday Ricky Dredd, D R E D. Get at our Instagram as well as on Twitter. That's We Love Hip Hop Toronto. We're ready to give away that Canagar, so we'll be doing a draw for that real soon.
Soon.
The Can of Chocolatiers, we'll be getting to that contest. I'll go back into the archives or into the tape and find out what the exact ramifications are for this shit, right?
Yes.
So yeah, we cleaning it up and we getting it popping. So
thanks to our smoked out
podcast.
Thanks for having
Coons.
What's this?
I'm gonna just.
Yo, we have a new member of the cast.
Hey. It's the world's most smoked out podcast.
Yo, you definitely don't want to get paid, eh?
Hey.
This guy definitely doesn't want to get no money.
We out, yo.
Definitely don't want to get no money, eh, Friday? You want to end the show with you? Oh, well, you started at zero.